BYU legend, Outland Trophy winner, NFL great, Jason Buck. How are you, Jason?
Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Doing all right. I mean, it's a tough day for all of us to hear about Lavelle's passing. And, he's getting older each year, and you value the time. And we all loved him so much. And, you know, that effect last summer, Roxy and I just took, we said, you know what, we need to go see Lavelle and Patty. And we went up to their house up there, you know, above the Provo Temple that he's lived in forever, and sat down with him for a couple hours and just laughed and told old stories with each other and loved on him and thanked him for all those years. I mean, I'm really glad we decided to do that. You know, everybody could feel, you know, Lavelle was getting older and wouldn't be with us forever. But it's always hard when it happens.
It speaks volumes when a former player will show up at his old coach's house. What did he mean to you? What kind of impact did he have on your life, and what do you remember most about Coach Edward?
Oh, he is just so special. He's just truly one of those legends and very special people that he not only just commanded your respect as a player coach relationship, but you knew the man loved you at the same time. So he really had a special, you know, father role with all of us and for our lifetime. I mean, Lavelle, he was magic. You know, he'd talk to you 20 years when you're out of the game, and he could name your wife by name and your children by name, and, you know, come to my children's weddings. And it was just, he was just one of those. Him and Patty are just so, so special. And, you know, I was very fortunate, and I know all the other players feel the same way, to be a part of that with Lavelle and what he gave all of us.
You know, he kind of had this demeanor on the sideline that never changed. He always had his arms folded. He never laughed. He never cried. But one of the things that I've always appreciated about Coach Edwards was his personality. You know, he was a pretty funny guy. Did you ever have any experience? I know he was your coach, and he probably had a few choice words to say. But tell me about his personality.
Oh, gosh. What people don't realize, unless you got to know him well, is how dang funny he really was. I mean, just had such a quick wit. And I would say maybe a little dry sense of humor at times, but just so funny. And so sincere, so loving. I mean, he was stoic during a game. He would fold his arms and wouldn't show a lot of expression and would just be really that steady Eddie, you know. Practice in 1974 with Lavelle Edwards was the same practice structure in 2000. You know, he was steady Eddie, consistent, and he was that way during the games too. And of course, me being a very, very intense person and intense player and being team captain, I got some special times with Lavelle, and he'd pull me into his office and go, Jace, you got to settle down a little bit. And I'd be just frothing at the mouth. No, you never settle down. Defensive players got to be animals, you know. And I would just, we'd have this conversation, and he'd just kind of shake his head and look at me. And, all right, Jace, you just can try to control yourself. I mean, he was just such a patient, loving, good man that just really cared about all of us. And like you said, just so funny.
Jace, it's Tom Hackett here. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm curious. I guess was, you know, I'm unfortunate in the sense that I never got to meet the great Lavelle, and I've heard plenty of stories about him. I'm curious, however, you obviously have a close and fond relationship with Lavelle. From when you were playing, I mean, is there a story out there from practice or a game that just in your head you remember so vividly?
Yeah, because Lavelle was always, like I said, he was the steadying factor there because he controlled his coaches, and he had a lot of coaching personalities, obviously, very strong personalities, and coaches will tend to, offensive and defensive coaches, as we all know, will get in fights at practice, and, you know, verbal fights, and sometimes close to blows, and Lavelle would just control all of that, right, and control the players. But there's one funny one that sticks out in my mind is, you know, we're playing Wyoming up there, and of course Wyoming is chanting you know, blank U, BYU, you know, the crowd and everything. And they had a pretty good team that year and, you know, were in the hunt for the conference championship. And I put out their first quarterback, first of the part of the game. And their next quarterback was in, and it was towards the end of the game, and they were marching with their last ditch chance to, you know, stay in the game. And I sacked their quarterback, and the crowd had been chanting, blank U, BYU. And I get up after sacking the quarterback, and I point at the crowd, and I do a bow. And the place just erupts, right? It goes, people are climbing over the rail. Security's trying to hold people back. I've come over to the sideline, and there's, like, cans and trash getting thrown at me and everything. And it's just pandemonium. And Lavelle comes up and gives me a hug and goes, Jace, that was so funny. He goes, you just got to remember who we represent. And it was just, because it was controversial for me to point and bow to the crowd. But that was just a funny moment for me with Lavelle. He was just always steady, you know, never went off, you know, yelling at you or went crazy. He just came up and very level-headed. Jace, that was funny, right? But the crowd's going crazy, and it was just such a funny moment for me and him personally. But
yeah, he had some zingers. I mean, I think that's the thing that you know, just expect him to be this calm guy, and then all of a sudden he just say the funniest thing in the world, you know, just always a great thing. One thing I think was interesting to me was how BYU was known for its quarterbacks and its offensive play, but you guys had some stellar, you know, and we're talking to one of them right here, defensive players throughout his coaching era. I mean, it wasn't one player. I think that was probably the strength of BYU. I mean, that's why you were such a good team. I mean, you know, offense was one thing, but you guys had some great defensive players.
Oh, you know, Lavelle had so many great players, obviously on the offensive side, and, you know, you hear a lot of that on the offensive side. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head there, Scott. Lavelle had great defenses, and he believed in great defense, and he had many great defensive players come through that school over his history, many. They went on to have good, you know, great NFL careers, and he believed in sound defense. You know, one memory I have from it, you know, I was playing at the Bengals. I think this was right after Super Bowl 23. I remember it was Ty Detmer's great junior year he had. And he came up to me and grabbed me. I was training here in the offseason. He goes, Jace, he goes, man, if we would have had your defense with Ty's offense, we'd have been national champs again. It's hard to put all of them together at the same exact time.
But you guys would rock.
He was a big believer in defense.
Yeah, he was. And you guys, you'd recruit these athletes, these quarterbacks, because, you know, everyone wanted to go to BYU as a quarterback, and then you got switched to defense, right? Isn't that kind of how things happen?
Yeah. Well, I got a certificate in my old chest that I've had since a little boy that was from a BYU football camp in the summer of 1980 that I came down here as a quarterback, and it's signed by Lavelle Edwards, most improved quarterback. And I still have it in my chest, this little certificate I got from the football camp. And I went up and played for South Fremont that year, you know, after that camp, thinking, man, I was just on fire. I'm most improved quarterback at BYU. Coach Scovel was the quarterback coach. And I go up to St. Anthony and, you know, end up having to walk on at Ricks College. And then Ricks moved me to D-line. Great coaches at Ricks, too. I mean, fantastic. And yep, my quarterback days were over, Scott.
Should have pulled out your certificate, Jason. Show him, yeah. Look, I got this from Lavelle. I'm
yeah,
validated.
Lavelle
here.
Signed it right here. I'm the most improved quarterback. Give me a shot. It was funny that, you know, the Ricks coaches are like, no, you're a defensive end. And they actually said, you could even play in the NFL as a defensive end. You got that kind of athleticism. And that's all I needed to hear.
Well, you made the right choice. I mean, you were a great player, and you know, our careers overlapped to some degree, and
yeah,
it's been a pleasure of mine getting to know you as a person, and I value our friendship and appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing some of your thoughts with Coach Edward.
Well, I just want you to know, and everybody out there listening, how much I dearly love Lavelle Edwards. He gave me my chance. He believed in me. You know, he fought for me when I was here at BYU. You know, he's a big reason I had that opportunity to win the Outland Trophy for him. We remained close for the rest of his life, and to his family, Patty and Jimmy and all of his kids. And I love the Lavelle Edwards family, and that heritage will be a blessing to BYU forever. It really will, because I'm a believer in history, and you should never forget where you come from. You never should forget a history like Lavelle Edwards. You know, that man will be a legend of the game forever, and deservedly so. Just like a Vince Lombardi, and a Joe Gibbs. I just had a special experience to be able to play for a Joe Gibbs and Lavelle, and they truly touched the game and touched lives. And I'm so thankful for it.